Welcome to a new episode of Liftoff, a Jets football podcast with your hosts, Chris, and from playlikeajet.com, Mr. Sharman Phillip. And remember, you can follow us on Twitter /X at Liftoff Jets. Follow myself at CP7NY. Follow Sharman at GrownFolk1980. You can find our podcast wherever you find your podcasts, at Spotify, Apple, Google, Amazon, and iHeartRadio. And you can also find us at sportswireradio.org. And you can follow the station manager there, Thomas Bryce, at Thomas Bryce 2017. So, Sharman, I just want to apologize to you, everybody. My voice sounds like crap because I have a really bad sore throat. But we're going to battle through this because we missed last week. We both got really busy. But we apologize. But anyway, we're back. And we got some stuff to chat about. So, what's up, Sharman?
What's going on, Chris, man? Of course, we have a lot to chat about. We missed last week. We've been doing this for years now, and we normally don't miss days, but unfortunately, there are times life gets in the way. Even if my friend is not feeling his best, you know, we'll do our best to kind of, you know, do one of the things we love the most is talking about the NFL. So we're gonna trod slowly through this one.
Definitely. Anyway, we got some stuff to talk about. Most of the draft picks are signed, right? Everybody but the wide receiver, Corley, which you know is going to happen, so not worried about it. But it's great that everybody else is signed. And we got the schedule that came out today, which was awesome. Mr. Matt O'Leary posted it earlier than everybody, and he got it right for the most part. The only thing were the Dolphin games. One was the first one is the road game, and the last game is the home game, which is cool. But let's kind of go through the schedule. What are your thoughts? All right, let's go through it one game at a time, and we'll kind of talk about it that way. Week one, Monday night, September 9th, at the NFC champions, San Francisco 49ers. What do you think? Starting off.
That's crazy. We're playing probably the most talented roster in the NFL. First thing, right out the gate. This is gonna be an incredible challenge for the Jets. This whole idea of a make or break season, as we as Jets fans have kind of decried the whole, you know, this season to be, it's kind of crazy that that's what the NFL throws us for the first, you know, for the first game of the season, that we have to face a monster of a team that, you know, that's incredibly confident, incredibly, what's the word I'm looking for? They perform basically the same every week, no matter the challenge, no matter who the opponent, and they were littered with all pro talent all over the field on offense and on defense, and it's going to be a hell of a challenge for us right out the gate. You know what? As a Jets fan, I take that challenge. Let's go out there and put our best foot forward and let the chips fall where they may, man. I love it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know what? Get the best team in here. And you know what? San Fran last year, they did start 5-0 last season, if we remember. Their big loss, their first loss was that Browns game where they lost on the last second kick field goal. The one thing, if we're going to play a good team or one of the best teams in the league, I kind of rather play them early on, because we know the first few weeks, right? It takes them a while sometimes to find their groove, or, you know, get settled in, you know, with the new players and all that. San Fran usually doesn't have that problem, but if I'm going to play a good team, I'd kind of rather see them early in the season. Because maybe our defense is already there, already at, I mean, that's just my thought, you know, like some, don't, So first 2-3, sometimes 4 weeks, we always see crazy things happening. Upsets happen, crazy plays that result in a loss that we didn't see coming or a win, you know, vice versa. So I don't mind playing them first. I really don't. I'd rather play them first rather than in the middle of the year when they're running on all cylinders. We might be running on all cylinders too, but I think I'd rather take them week one. So I don't mind this. And if you want to look at another silver lining to it, the last time I think we opened up at San Fran was the 98 season. And we actually lost that game. Glenn Foley started, and we know Vinny Testaverde ended up as the starter for that season. But we ended up losing that game in overtime. Garrison Hurst with a walk-off. I forgot how many yards. It was like a 50-yard run or something, 60-yard run.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah, you said the name and you just hit me. Yeah, the Garrison Hurst touchdown. Yep. It's just one of those memories that just kind of you know, just rise out of the mist, you know.
Might have lost that game, but we did make it to the AFC Championship game that year. So
yes. There was a silver lining that season. looking at you know, this game, I think the NFL is going right at the whole storyline, you know, kind of concept, which they always kind of do. You know, they kind of try to always push that kind of agenda, that they're always trying to have an NFL game that's laden with storylines. And the Jets 49ers, you know, there are a ton of storylines there, especially primarily, in my opinion, the relationship between Robert Saleh, and that's his former team. That's the team where he was the defensive coordinator. And there's still a lot of connections between him, his coaching staff, and that coaching staff. Yep. So, yeah, that's one storyline. The other one that was not really apparent to me when I first looked at it, but after a while, it kind of dawned on me, was the fact that that's Aaron Rodgers' that's his hometown, no?
Maybe. You know what? That I'm not sure.
I thought he came. Yeah, because there was a story when just before the Jets traded for him from Green Bay, there was either that year or the year before. I remember there was a story on the internet somewhere or something about him returning to Green Bay. That's before when they were kind of having these old issues with quarterback. I'm not Green Bay, but returning to the 49ers.
Right.
And one of the reasons that they said was that it was going to be a homecoming. And it just occurred to me that might be where he's actually originally from. And it didn't dawn on me until, yeah, I was thinking about it.
Might have lived there for a while, but I know he was, I was looking up his page real quick. He was born in Michigan. And he did go to college in Michigan too.
Okay. So he might have just lived there for. You see. Got it. Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Information is kind of a weird thing, man. You gotta dig a little deeper.
Yeah. You know what? Hey, that's where he made a name for himself, was in San Fran.
Very true. Very true. Yes. So it's kind of a homecoming. Yeah, that makes sense. You're right.
So that was the first of our seven standalone games for us this year. Week two.
That is crazy. Chris, we got to talk about this.
Oh, I know.
Before we move on. Seven?
Oh, yeah.
Well, seven standalone games for one. So one of the teams in the NFL that, you know, that – most people constantly remind us as fans that that is of no consequence, right?
Right.
We're the Jets. We suck. We don't have any. I guess the NFL doesn't believe that. If they're going to put us on so many standalone games, you know, that's the other storyline that's kind of bleeding out a little bit. I've heard a couple people mention the fact that, he's an old quarterback, coming off an injury, you know, You know, you might have to start the backup.
Yeah.
You know. Ridiculous. And so ridiculous that the NFL actually went out and basically kind of went jets forward.
Listen, when New York, we're going to get this kind of hype, right? No matter what. New York
yes.
can get hype in every sport, right? But that's part of why the other fans hate us. Because once you put all the hype, right? They've done nothing. And they're
exactly.
Right. They're not wrong.
Exactly.
It is what it is, you know?
No, you're right, Chris. That's one of the things, too. It's not you're so right the way you painted this. We, as a Jets team, one of the things that happened because of the New York, we're basically New York comes before Jets, is that that you're going to get a ton of hype. The problem with the hype is we've never done anything to get to, you know, to demand that type of hype. You know, it's just that we just happen to play near one of the biggest markets in NFL football. So, you know, but our day is coming. Our day is coming.
Hey,
you know,
might be this year. Hopefully,
it's might be this year. Yes, sir. Hopefully.
So anyway, week two, then we travel to. So we got two road games to start the season. Week two, we travel to Tennessee, where Will Levis is there. Tennessee added a lot of pieces this year on offense, so their offense should be better as long as Will Levis continues to develop. So this is going to be a tough game. I looked up their record there. I think they're 500 in Tennessee, but they've won the last 3 out of 4 or 4 out of 5 games in Tennessee. So that's a positive. What do you think of that one?
Tennessee, you mean?
Yeah.
Tennessee is an interesting team.
Yeah.
Looking at what they've done in the draft, what they did in free agency, they basically kind of went all out, Chris.
Yeah.
For a team that had traded one of their better, one of the most talented wide receivers in the NFL, wasn't willing to pay him. Well, they were willing to pay a lot of money for a lot of guys. You know, it's kind of crazy that you, a couple years removed from not wanting to give Brown a lot of money because, you know, you didn't deem him,
is worthy enough.
Yeah, I guess that's what. Yeah, only to go to Philadelphia and prove how incredibly worthy he was of that money in the first place. But I guess, you know, if you've made a mistake, I think the proper way to respond to making a mistake is recover from that and, you know, and go full steam the other way, you know, and that's basically what they did. The Titans. Let me see if I get.
Well, they signed Calvin Ridley.
Right. Ridley, they gave Ridley an incredible amount of money.
Yeah. And they acquired Snead, the corner from Kansas
City. Right. Another guy that they paid big time, which I understand why. This is a league of throwing the ball. You need corners that could defend against that. You know. They signed somebody else too, Chris. That's the reason why I'm trying. I know it was. The center from they gave Cushenberry money.
Oh right.
Yeah. It was Cushenberry, the running back Pollard, formerly of the Cowboys.
Right.
Hopkins.
Right. Well, he came in last year at some point.
Well, he came last year. Right. He was there last year. My bad. Yeah. But Ridley was the big signing. Yeah. They that. Also got they. But Dillard was on the Eagles, right?
Which one?
Dillard, Andrew Dillard, the offensive lineman.
Oh yeah, yep. And they
So
they also drafted J.C. Latham.
Yes.
And they still had Hronsky from last year.
Yep. So they basically went all out, strengthening their offensive line, getting weapons in place, and fortifying both defense and offense in a lot of ways. What do you think of their QB? What did you think of his performance last year? Do you think the reason why they're doing this, the reason why they're fortifying this, is because they kind of believe in that kid and want to give him a shot?
I would definitely think so. He was inconsistent last year, but he did have some pretty good games, but he also had some bad games. So, I
He's
mean,
a rookie, so that
yeah,
comes with
kind of expect
that.
that. So this will be
Right.
a big year for him. Let's see how he developed throughout last year and this year. Can he get more consistent? That would be big. Yeah, I
Yeah,
got an all.
there was a lot of inconsistencies in that team. One of the things that definitely wasn't inconsistent is that pass rush and that front line. Incredibly talented guys that could get at the passer and could stop the run. Jeffrey Simmons is one of my favorite players in the NFL and one of the better defensive tackles in the NFL. And game after game, he shows it. So they have pieces there, Chris. I don't think this team,
Oh, it's not.
if you're looking in a vacuum, you would say probably this team is like one of the teams that would probably fall by the wayside this season. I think that they're more of a challenge than people give them. They will be more of a challenge than people give them credit. And I think Will Levis has been deemed a strong arm quarterback and I think a lot of times when you label quarterbacks like that, people think all you could do is throw the ball long. I think he flashed a lot of intermediate, nice throws that with NFL timing and NFL type of accuracy. And if he keeps growing the way he grew, even in a year where things weren't as good as it could be, in my opinion, given the fortification of that offensive line, I think the kid has a chance, man. Especially like again, giving him the weapons. I love what they did. I don't know if early in the season they're going to be a problem, but I think later in the season they might be.
Yeah, and maybe even early on too. I mean, we've seen him
Yeah.
again. You know, he had big games last year early on, his first couple of starts, so you never know. And then
That's going to be a challenge for us, in my opinion. It's going to be more of a challenge than people give him credit for.
definitely. I totally agree. It's a winnable game, but it's going to be a tough one at the same sense. And then finally, week three, we come home to play the Patriots on Thursday Night Football, and it's the first of four night home games, which, if I'm a season ticket holder, I'm not happy about
That's
that.
ridiculous. Yeah,
That's
ridiculous.
simple as that.
Yeah.
But anyway, home opener Thursday night, September 19th. It's against the Patriots, the new look Patriots, all right? No Belichick.
No Belichick. Yep.
So what do you think there? Because Patriots, I don't know what to expect from them this year. Could
Yeah. I mean,
be decent. I don't know. What do you think?
yeah. I mean, everything is up in the air, in my opinion, because you just don't know. What to make of a lot of the changes they've made. I mean, I told you that I felt Drake May is an incredible talent. Are they going to be able to capture that in a and help him flourish in New England under a new regime with kind of a new system and a new vibe, That's gonna be the question, because this is not the Belichick Patriots. What's the name of their new coach, your former linebacker for the Patriots?
Jared Mayo.
Mayo. Of course, is he gonna end up as, another one of those hoodie lackeys that just kinda were good at being assistants and never were able to really pop as coaches anywhere that they tried to. That's going to be the interesting thing about the Patriots. They I think the what is the word? The aura, the defensive aura
Right.
that is always, I think it's going to be attached to the Patriots for years to come, especially with some of the players still being around. But offensively, this is going to be the question. What are they actually going to be? going forward? That's going to be the question. I don't think that team is going to win that many games. I don't think they're going to be really bad, but I don't think they're going to be one of those teams where you're coming in questioning, hey, listen, you know, I think they're going to have a lot of major growing pains trying to adjust to the new vibe, the new coaching around New England.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting because you got a new quarterback there. I don't know if he's going to start week one either, but I agree. I think it's going to be a challenging year for them. So, and this is a year, I think, for me, and you might agree here, that we got to be, out of the six divisional games, I think we got to take four out of the six to have a shot at that division and even the
playoffs. Yeah, we're definitely going to talk more about our positioning. The more games we count, the more we go down the list. But knowing this season is going to be a tough season for us, you're absolutely correct. I think if we want to do what, as Jets fans, what we think this season is for us to do, we need to dominate the AFCs. We need to be right there with the Bills as the leaders of the AFCs, even as the dominant force in the AFCs. I to tell you the truth, I really don't understand why we shouldn't.
Yeah, I think we split with Miami, we split with Buffalo, and we have to sweep. I think we got to take both games against New England. I don't think there's any excuse not to, you know?
Yeah. So, right. I agree.
Yeah. So that's three. And conversely, last year we played New England week three. We lost at home. So hopefully it's a different result. Week four, September 29th, we play the Broncos at home. So thankfully it's at home this year, and AVT should be safe. He's not going to Denver. Please. or just sit in week four, maybe. But so against the Broncos, that's another team that's kind of, you know, in transition. Who's going to be the quarterback there? We'll see, you know, without Russell Wilson, what are they going to be? I don't know. To me, that's another mystery team.
It's definitely a mystery team. Another team where you kind of there's a lot of weird things going on there. There is there are murmurs of the coach kind of strong arming this, you know, the organization into creating his own new space where anybody that didn't fall in line gets kind of thrown out. You saw very talented wide receiver get shuttled away. You get very talented safety getting shuttled away. And definitely a lot of it, a lot of the whispers surrounding a lot of the guys leaving was that the coach is kind of a tyrant and he wants to, you know, he wants to run everything, you know, and everybody needs to fall in line, and the guys that people that don't fall in line need to, you know, needs to leave. And he has done that. That definitely on point or at the top of everybody's conversation talking about the Broncos is the quarterback situation with Zach Wilson, Jarrett Stidham, and who else?
Bo Nix.
I mean, people want to sell me that Bo Nix is going to be, you know, is going to be some second coming or something. I don't know. I mean, I am not going to sit here and tell you that I think the kid is a bum or anything like that. But for the kind of football that I saw this kid play, and I saw him play multiple times, it'll take a long time for him to become anything or that would save a franchise, in my opinion. I could be totally wrong. That's just my opinion. I feel the same way about Zach Wilson, and I feel the same way about Jarrett Stidham. So that should tell you where I stand when it comes to the Broncos. I have absolutely no clue what that team is going to be. A lot of it just looks to me like a team starting from scratch. Yes, they're going to win games because their coach could coach. They're going to win some games, but I think wholly and solely, I think this team is going to struggle in 2024.
Yeah. And you know what? I think Sean Payton's respect factor is going to come into play here because he really believes in Bo Nix. So what if Bo Nix is a bust? Where does Sean Payton go next? He's probably going to get let go in a couple of years if this guy's a bust, right? I mean, he failed with Russell Wilson, and now he's got his own quarterback that he drafted that he believed in. And if he can't turn into a franchise
the thing that bothers me about the whole Wilson thing is that I don't think this guy even tried. I think he, off the top, walked in, noticed all what was going on in Denver with Wilson. He felt Wilson was being a diva, and he didn't give him a shot.
Right. I agree.
I think he never gave him a shot. I think Wilson, in a lot of ways, kind of mirrors a lot of what Peyton's offenses work on. Philosophically, you want a quarterback that could be accurate and could stay within system. I think Wilson could be that, but he was never given a shot to do that.
Right.
That's the reason why I feel like he never really gave him a chance. Now, it's easy to keep a kid that has never played in the NFL, that's coming into the NFL, that's probably at your knees, you know, begging to learn as much as he wants, you know, and, you know, probably worships the ground you walk on. It's easy to get him to kind of toe the line. But is he talented enough to do what you would ask him to do? Because a lot of Peyton's offense is a lot of precision. Do you think Bo Nix is a precision passer?
I guess we're going to find out.
Yeah, I guess we're going to find out. So, yeah, there's a lot of questions surrounding this team.
Yeah.
And instead of the questions against surrounding the Titans, in my opinion, where we went, a lot of it is ringing positively. A lot of what we, when you pay attention to what's going on around the Denver Broncos, a lot of it is kind of negative, in my opinion. And it's up to the players, in my opinion, to kind of perform their way out of that. So it'll be an interesting season in Denver. But yeah, I don't have a lot of high hopes for them.
Yeah, that's another game I think the Jets got to win. You know,
agreed.
I hate to call them a gimme game, but it's a game that you got to take care of. Week five, we go to London, actually. The Vikings, October 6th, another standalone game for us. The Vikings, I think we could talk about them the same way we're talking about the Titans. Same way with the way about the Broncos, right? Quarterback situation. You got Sam.
Yep.
Who knows if he's going to start or who did they draft? Oh, JJ McCarthy. I mean,
yeah,
be week five. I'm sorry. So that's another team that could go either way. You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
This three games.
But the one thing about the Vikings that we don't talk about a lot of is that they're incredibly talented.
Yeah.
They have a pretty good offensive line. It's one of the top 10 offensive lines in the NFL. You have one of the best receivers in the NFL, probably top three, right? Then you have the emergence. TJ Hawkinson that was having a hell of a year before Cousins went down. They have a lot of talent. And that defense that was much maligned the year before, last year, they at a lot of points, I think they grew a lot. A lot of guys played the hell. They played really well, in my opinion, better than I thought they would. It's going to be an interesting thing to see how they do after the Daniel Hunter leaves, because he's been a phenomenal, intricate part of what they do on defense, especially up front. Where they're going to generate their pass rush from, I think they did draft a pass rusher. Can't remember. If they went out, and I know that they drafted, let's see. Help me out there, Chris.
No.
Yeah, Turner. There you go. That's who he was.
Yeah.
Yeah, the kid from Alabama. Yeah. They got him at number 17. So yeah, they did draft kid. Very talented kid, in my opinion, should have been the first guy that came out. Edge rusher wise, with for the athleticism that he has, the incredible amount of athleticism he have. He has the kid that went first, I think he had more. He was more of a pro guy, where he had already accomplished the elevation of his pass rushing methods more than Turner did. But Turner, physically and as an athlete, I think is just by far the more athletic edge rusher. And I think if they could pull out, teach him, like really teach him how to rush the passer, I think he could really emerge as a candidate for defensive rookie of the year. That's how good I feel about that kid. So they could, with that in their pocket, I think McCarthy is a kid. What's your opinion? Do you think they give him a shot at starting, or do you think they leave him on the bench?
I think it depends. If he has a really good camp, he might get a chance to start, but I would, like I say about all these guys, they should all wait a little bit.
Yeah. Who's the free agent they got? It was Donald, right?
Yeah. I'm rooting for the kid. I'm rooting for Sam. I hope he gets it. I hope he gets a starting spot. You know, let's see what he could do. Because with that offense, like you said, there's weapons there.
Yeah, and it's not like Sam Donald doesn't have talent. Sam Donald's issue has always been consistency. Like most NFL quarterbacks that are just on the brink of becoming pretty good, and they're kind of flitting around the NFL, they're just not. They cannot tie down their talent. There's no consistency to their game, and because of that, you know. And in my opinion, this whole situation is pretty good. I think the Dallas offensive coordinator slash coach is actually one of those guys I think people don't talk a lot about that is very good at his job. Concept-wise, understanding how to attack offenses, defenses is something that he does really well. And I think he's going to put his quarterbacks in incredibly great position, especially though again, it's one of those coaches where people will always talk about more about the splashy plays, but they don't understand how they get to it, they get to the splashy plays. A lot of the time, a lot of what they do is run the ball, actually.
Right.
And they're very good at it. So especially that kind of a zone run scheme that they ran, they do it really well. Part of the reason why is because of that. Those offensive linemen are incredibly athletic and could get to their spots quicker than you would think for 300 plus pound men. So,
and now you as their running back, too.
Say that again.
Aaron Jones, the guy from Green Bay.
Yes, yes. Very, very. Yeah, Chris. And, yeah, that's a great point.
And we have to say this about Sam Darnold. This might be his last shot at being a starting quarterback. I mean,
agreed.
You know, and there's no reason why he shouldn't succeed here. You know, they might have win a bunch of games. I get it, but he's got to perform well. I mean, you're throwing at Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, like you said, TJ Hockenson is there.
Yeah, yep.
Aaron Jones is there now. So
yep.
There's really no reason not to perform well. But still, that's a question mark game because you don't know who's going to be the quarterback there. So that's
interesting team. Interesting team. Great matchup, I think, for us. But again, if you look at the Jets or what they are, especially, you know, it's kind of convenient how you do not hear when people talk about the Jets. And this also off season, I think I've listened very keenly. I think there was like two conversations that one was on the NFL Network, where they pointed out how good the Jets' off defense was. Everybody else kept berating the Jets about how bad they are over and over again. It was like low-hanging fruit. But did you notice that the Jets won 7 games last year? Nobody, like, this is like the interesting conversation that I like that should be had. As bad as this team was, bad as their offense was, how the hell did this team once win 7 games?
Right.
They shouldn't have sniffed 7 games, Chris.
No, definitely not. Not with the quarterback play that they had.
No.
So,
there you go.
So after that, week 6 will be a Monday night game, another primetime standalone game. This one is going to be October 14th, and it's going to be against Buffalo at home October 14th. So our first shot at
Buffalo. Oh, boy.
And Buffalo is also another. Josh Allen's still there, but that defense is being redone, obviously. That whole DB room was cleaned out and starting over, basically. Buffalo, to me, is another team we're just not sure about yet. So what do you
think? Yeah, I mean, we're sure about the QB position.
Yeah.
That's about it. I think there's players on this defense that have shown. I think Epinesa last year, he had a hell of a year. I think Ed Oliver also emerged as a force. When you combine that with the emergence of Elam, the Kaya Elam, the cornerback, I think there are guys there with some of the other guys, in my opinion, that has always kind of, you know, balled, you know. I think the TE, the tight end room is like exceptional. They have players all over the place. The problem is kind of putting together what the central issue is with this team. I think we've had this conversation incredible. Like, Chris, how many years? It's the same conversation every year about the Buffalo Bills. Why can't you kind of get to the apex? It does not make any sense for an incredibly talented team to struggle to get to their best and consistently be their best. It doesn't make any sense. And a lot of it, unfortunately, falls around the feet of their quarterback. Because when he is on time, within system, on scheme, he is really hard to beat. When he is the superstar, I'll do it all myself guy, he becomes beatable. He will make you look foolish twice or 3 times a game. Yes, we agree. But that same game, he will also make you really, really look, make you look really, really good, unfortunately. So I don't know, man. The question around this team has never been talent. The question has always been, when are they going to be able to harness properly? Because don't get me wrong, the guy is one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. I'm talking about, you know who I'm talking about, Bills quarterback. But for you to beat some of the guys that you're going up against, you got to be better. And he just hasn't, Chris. Am I wrong?
No, I agree. I totally agree. He likes to play hero ball way too much and in the wrong situation sometimes, and it backfires. And outside of, let's be honest too, outside of Stephon Diggs the last couple of years, who has he had to throw to at wide receiver? And
yeah, some of them, yeah, go ahead.
Didn't get any better. I mean, all right, they signed Chase Claypool and they signed Curtis Samuel. All right, you know, they're okay. Samuel's good as a 2 or 3 receiver. Claypool, is he a number one? I don't think so.
Immense talent that has just never hasn't realized it. It hasn't realized his talent, man. As Claypool has talked better of a game than he's played, in my opinion. It's just one of those guys.
So that's another team. You know, this is again a Buffalo team. We gotta at least split against this team this year. Have to.
I think if to be honest, Chris, I'm just gonna be incredibly honest. And And this is not coming from a Jets homer situation, like feeling. If you're a team searching for an identity, that you should not lose to, we shouldn't lose to them.
No, we shouldn't.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm not going for a split. In reality, Chris, this is the thing, right? And we're gonna have these conversations coming in the weeks coming. But if we could establish an offense, because this is what has been missing in New York for so long, is steady offense. This is the reason why we didn't, is because of quarterback play. What have we been missing for the last 12 plus years in New York? Quarterback play. For the first time in a long time, right, we have a quarterback that could play football, and not just play football, but play football at an incredibly high level. And people are going to say over and over again, they're going to say, oh, he's 40 years old, so and so and so forth. Listen to me. In this NFL, he does not, if the game plan is what I think it's going to be, he does not have to hang in the pocket for tons of time. This team is going to be more about out physically opponents. And opponents will have to confront the Jets when it comes to being physical, and then answer the call with a quarterback that knows exactly how to tear your defense apart, no matter what kind of scheme you call. So that's going to be that's my view of what the Jets is going forward. We'll see what happens throughout the offseason. Definitely. And who are the players that emerge, but just on paper, that's how I feel about it.
Yeah, no, I agree. And then after that, week 7, we go to Pittsburgh for a Sunday night game, October 20th. Pittsburgh, again, another team. Quarterback situation is kind of up in the air, right? Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
Justin Fields is there as well. Not sure what's going to happen, but Steelers have a really good team around those guys.
Yep.
So yep. It's a matter of if these guys could put together consistent games, Pittsburgh might be a dangerous team.
Yeah, and guess what? The calming influence of their coach is what always makes this team survive and always go over 8-8, whatever it is, which you can't figure out how. For so many seasons, even when they look so bad, Chris, they always come back to the mean, right?
Yep.
It's crazy how good this guy is as a coach. And like you said, you're right. They've drafted really well. I think there's well-placed professional players that have been doing it for a long time that are skilled beyond measure, like guys like Minka Fitzpatrick, that are well positioned, in my opinion, to teach the young players around him, to elevate them. You have guys like that. You have guys in the front. You have like T.J. Watt, who, I mean, one of the best. Like, who's the best pass rusher in the NFL? That's the question. Because that's how you say it. That's when you have this conversation. In my opinion, that's what you say. You say who's the best pass rusher in the NFL.
Right.
If
he's one of them, at least.
He is.
Right.
He is. In my opinion, he can't be 1B. He's 1A. Right. Whoever it is that's with him, they're with him on the top. You don't back-to-back 20. What?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? This don't make no sense. Yeah, it's going to be an interesting situation. There's weird murmurings coming out of Steelers camp. Apparently, somebody, I don't know who it was, uttered that there was a conversation kind of mulling around Justin Fields being a punt returner. What? A kick returner? I don't know, man.
That was one of the dumbest things I ever heard in my life.
Yeah, that was the weirdest thing I ever heard, man. I love the Patrick Queen signing for them. Their linebackers have not been Steelers type linebackers. They haven't played like it in a while. I think another one of the old elder statesmen guys like Hayward. I think they've just overall like just talented enough that they could cause you a problem.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be interesting. Yeah, it'll be interesting. Go ahead, Chris. What'd you say?
If they get anything from their quarterback, like if it's Russell Wilson or Justin Fields, if one of those guys comes up and plays well, that's going to be a really good team because they had a good roster already, and then you add in the draft picks that they had.
And the free agency.
Yeah, and free agency. So
yep.
Yeah, that's not going to be an easy game for sure.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Definitely agree.
Week 8, we travel to New England. We talked about New England already. So who knows what they're going to be at that situation. That's October 27th. And then we have a quick turnover game there. That's Sunday. Week 9, we play on the Thursday night at home against the Texans. And you talk about loading up.
Oh.
The Texans had a great offseason. So.
Yeah, they had an incredible offseason. I mean,
good season last year. So.
You know, respect for the tides of the NFL, right? You know that having one good season doesn't guarantee you having a second good season. You have to go out there and make it happen. And that front office really went out there. Joe Mixon, Stephon Diggs, to add to their Nico Collins. They also added Danielle Hunter as a pass rusher. That's where he came from. I do not know what they're going to get out of Jeff Okuda, at one point who we thought was going to be one of the better corners in the NFL, has not reached that level. They just have talent everywhere, man. Incredible amounts of talent all over that team, all led by the QB that everybody loves, CJ Stroud. Interesting kid. Very funny, but he's such a good leader. Huh?
They added Stephon Diggs to that wide receiver group.
Yeah, I mentioned, yeah, Stephon Diggs too, yeah. With Joe Mixon as the running back. They Nico Collins had a hell of a season. I think one of the players that really played well for them last year that people don't mention enough is their tight end in Dalton Schultz. Yeah. Had a hell of a season also. Very, very interesting team, man. They're going to be a force to be reckoned with, both on offense and defense. And it's going to be an interesting matchup for us, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of those challenges, in my opinion. That's going to be, especially on the short week, that's going to be quite a challenge.
Yep. And then the following week, November 10th, on Sunday, we go to Arizona to play the Cardinals. That's another, I hate to call them must-win games, but we'll just say winnable games. Very winnable game against Arizona.
Yeah, they did what they were supposed to do. They're trying to garner as much talent around their quarterback as possible. They've added. Let me see. Hold on one second. Off the top of my head, I can't remember.
Who did they get?
I'm trying to remember who it is that they got.
They signed a linebacker from Philly. I know that, Kassir White.
Yeah,
the tackle, Jonah.
I know White is with them. Yeah.
They didn't make big moves in the offseason.
No, not in free agency. I think they added a lot of talent in the draft.
Draft.
I think, yeah, in the draft is where they got really good.
The wide receiver, Marvin Harrison. And they had another first round pick, Tarius Robinson, the edge from Missouri.
Yes.
Max Melton, the corner from Rutgers. Trey Benson, the running back from Florida State.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, they did pretty good. I just
They did pretty good. Is the question is where are they headed?
Right, that's what I mean.
That's gonna, yeah.
If you want to say it.
Who's the coach? Who's the coach over there now?
The guy that came from Philly, the defensive coordinator.
Right. Right. That's another interesting hire. You're right, man. We have absolutely no clue what that team is going to be. I think they did perform pretty admirably, especially on there's certain games that I watched them play. They played really well last year. So
but they only won one last year.
What's that?
They only won four games last year.
Yeah, but they were really competitive, in my opinion. So it wasn't one of those teams that just roll over, even if they got beat sometimes. But still no vision where they're going, in my opinion. Kyler Murray is one of those players. Yes, he gives you big plays here and there. But again, another player that I think that's inconsistent enough to kind of like have his team falter around him. So it's going to be interesting.
They're in probably one of the toughest divisions in, right?
Yeah.
Brand, you got the Rams, you got Seattle, you know, like they ain't passing those guys. So
yeah, it's tough.
Yeah. And after that, week 11, we come back home to play a Sunday night game against the Colts.
Now,
the Colts are an interesting team, right? They almost made the playoffs last year. If their running back catches that ball on that shoot. But now they got their quarterback coming back, right? Anthony Richardson, their rookie.
Yes.
From last season, we didn't see much of him. So they're an interesting team too, I think. Indianapolis.
Very, very, yeah, very interesting team. The performance of Jonathan Taylor is definitely one part of that team. Michael Pittman Jr. They have players that step up and play well. It's part of the reasons why they almost made it into the playoffs last year. It's gonna be I think, again, Richardson showed growth in the limited amount of time that he played, but it's going to be interesting. Another team that, I mean, you know they're talented, but you just have that question. Ultimate question for most NFL teams, who's your quarterback and how is he going to perform week in and week out?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And after that, we had to bye in week 12. And then week 13, December 1st, home game against Seattle. Seattle's always tough.
Chris, that's crazy when you think about it, right? This is one of the latest buys that we've had in a minute, right?
Yeah. I'm not a big fan. I'll be honest, I'd rather have everybody have off like week 9, week 10, you know, like right in the middle. Everybody gets those 2 weeks off. You know, like say – my plan was always the whole AFC should have off, say, week 9, and the NFC plays against each other, and they play in their retro jerseys, right, the flashback jerseys, whatever. And then the opposite the following week. NFC, all NFC games, all NFC teams have off, and then the AFC teams play each other, kind of like a retro flashback year or something.
Oh, wow.
But anyway, week 12 is kind of late.
Roger Goodell, you heard this, right?
Yeah.
Get in contact with Chris whenever you're ready, man. Exactly. He got the formula.
Exactly. That worked. But anyway, we got the week off, week 12. And then week 13, we come back, like I said, December 1st, Seattle at home. What are your thoughts there?
Another team that's they definitely kind of went by the wayside last year, right? They didn't perform the way we thought they would. They ran into a lot of issues. I think Geno Smith, slow start, Geno Smith injury, defense didn't play as well, running game didn't play as well, injuries at the running game. A lot of things didn't go well for them to continue that hot streak that we're trying to after they had such an incredible year the year before that. It's going to be interesting.
They did win 9 games.
Yeah.
You know what's about their season?
That's the craziest thing, right? When you think about it, Chris, because the way they played the year before that, 9 games wouldn't be where you would want to put them, though.
No.
Exactly.
We were thinking better than it for them, for sure.
Yeah, we were thinking about the we were thinking 11 games. But offensively, they just did not perform the way they performed. I think there was a dip in their performance that way across the board. I think they struggled, not struggled, but I think their running game was not where it was. And I think Geno Smith definitely was not where they thought he was going to be. So when you put those two things together, I think it was kind of the recipe for the reason why their win total dipped last year.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah, and matchup wise for the Jets, my view of the Jets and what you could do is, if you cannot score points on the Jets defense, in my opinion, with the Jets in my over time during the season growing as an offense, I think you're gonna have a hard time beating them. I think, and I'm trying my best not to be a homer here. This is going to be a bunch of guys playing with a quarterback that they've only practiced with. And more games he plays with them, the more comfortable he's going to get with them. And guess what? Most of those defensive players have been playing with each other for the last 3 years. They're going to be hitting the ground running, in my opinion, early. Let's cross our fingers that we don't have any major injuries. You put all that together with a new acquiring Hassan Reddick, who, you know, is as potent in my opinion as Huff, or you know, and you know, a little bit more seasoned. You put that together with everything else we have on defense. And I think earlier the defense is going to be the force to be reckoned with, and I think they're going to hold the fort down whilst the offense grows. And by the middle to late part of the season, you're going to see an offense that flourishes, in my opinion. So it's going to be interesting. Around the time they play Seattle, like, in my opinion, they're going to be hitting all cylinders if everything goes well. Fingers crossed. Yeah, I don't think Seattle is going to be much of a challenge.
Yeah, I agree. It's another game that they got to win. And in week 14, we get our first look at the Miami Dolphins on December 8th in Miami. We know Miami, their offense, all speed. I don't know about their defense, excuse me. What do you think of this game? I think they're going to be a good team, but I also don't trust them on the same after seeing them last year. What are your thoughts with Miami?
This is weird. This is how do you weigh an offense where they lost two of their best pass blocking offensive linemen, right? And then they lost so much talent on the defense.
Yep.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how to measure this. I think we want to put them up there because of all the points scoring last year and how good they were. And yes, it's true. They're, you know, incredibly formidable when you put together guys like Waddle and Hill together, and then now with what's his name, former Giant, former Ravens wide receiver, you put him,
Odell Beckham.
Yeah, you put Beckham in there, who could definitely challenge the intermediate. He is one of those guys. He's incredibly special at finding the hole in defenses. You put that together with the challenge it is to defend Waddle and Hill, and yes. Yes, you could have a hell of a problem on your hands. The issue is, can you protect Tua Tagovailoa? That's going to be the question. And maybe they have a plan, but I haven't seen that plan yet. Do they have a plan on defense where they've lost so much talent? I have no idea, Chris. And it's one of those rosters, in my opinion, that I know exactly what they're going to be on offense, and I have absolutely, but I don't, well,
well, you know what they're going to try to be on offense.
Exactly. I know what they're going to try to be on offense. Are they going to be able to execute that? I have no idea. but I don't know exact. I don't have any clue what they're going to be on defense.
Right.
They one of their better defensive man, defensive players on defense. He's not there anymore.
Right.
Like, you think that's not going to leave a hole on that defense? Do you think they're not going to suffer the consequences of that? I think so.
Oh, I totally agree. Yeah. No,
yeah. So this is one of those teams where on paper, when you think about it, you're like, oh, you know, it's Miami. But when you look a little closer, you're like, right. You know, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, you see the holes. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's week 14. Week 15, December 15th, we travel to Jacksonville to play the Jaguars, who last year we seen ups and downs of Trevor Lawrence, right? Is he going to be the consistent quarterback? And we haven't seen quite that yet, a full consistent season out of that guy. He's got the talent. We see it some weeks, but some weeks we don't see it.
Even in game, you see it. You see him have a drive where he's 7 out of 10, just bust your head with a touchdown, like a 20-something yard touchdown, where you're like, oh my goodness. Like, that's a elite level throw where if this guy continues playing like that for the rest of the game, you can't beat him. And he comes down to earth. And for the rest of the game, he never gives you that 7 of 10 drive again. And that's the inconsistency Chris is talking about, is that, you know, he hasn't been able to catch that lightning in a bottle at all. And when he does, you just could tell that that team would be a hell of a handful to play with, to play against, if this kid is playing at the top of his level, you know. So it's an interesting matchup in a lot of ways. They are incredibly talented everywhere. They have both on defense and offense. This is going to be a challenge, but it's always going to come down to that QB. And if he could, what is he going to be this year? This is his fourth year in the season in the NFL?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, he gotta put it together, Chris. Like, we gotta be real. Keep naming people the best of, you gotta prove that you deserve to be in on those lists, man. And
the number one pick, you know, of his draft.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say start playing like that, but he has. But it's just not consistent. Like last year, they lost 5 of their last 6 games.
Yep.
Not good, you know?
Yeah, I think they did try to give him a better offensive line, trying to get more talent up there to give him more protection would definitely help, because they struggled a lot protecting him last year. So I like the fact that they did that. But it'll be just interesting to see how things come down. I think there was a lot of there was a couple of games where I like their coach. I think offensively he's one of the better coaching offensive coaches in the NFL. The problem with that is he's also been inconsistent. Now,
right?
Is that because of the players? I don't know. You know, it's hard to kind of
that's true.
You know, investigate this properly, because we don't have the insights of this offense enough. I mean, you could kind of have the bare bones of it. If you watch film, you could kind of try to garner as much information as possible. But even when you're partially educated in it, you might be missing certain calls, or whose responsibility is this and that. And just off of those, you might be off or way off of what your analysis could be of a team. So it's hard for me to say what exactly the issue is, because I don't want to go off on a limb and say the coaching is inconsistent, because I think he's a better coach than most. So I'm going to go with the QB has just not arrived yet. And this year, this is his chance. And let's see what he becomes. And if by that time in the season, he's rolling on all cylinders, man, it's going to be a hell of a challenge for us.
Week 16, come back home December 22nd to host the Rams.
Yeah. Well coached team. a coach that, you know, hey, you know, he needed to reinvent himself a little bit, and he did big time. Loved what he did on offense. Really loved his what was an evolution of that offense, and a lot of the star players that stood up for that team were really young guys, man, both on offense and defense. It's incredible to see young guys emerge like that way. That means the coaching is reaching its mark when you see young guys all in like that. That's definitely going to be a hell of a matchup because, again, not only is this an incredible coach team, but an incredibly talented team, both on offense and defense.
The first year in a while, no Aaron Donald.
Yep.
They did have a good draft. They drafted the edge from Florida State, Jared Verse.
Oh, yeah, man.
Tackle from Florida State, Brandon Fisky, whatever. So,
yeah.
Yeah, so obviously the Rams are going to be a tough game. That's no pushover, no automatic win or anything whatsoever. That's a really good team. So that should be a good matchup, December 22nd. Week 17, we travel to Buffalo. That's always a tough game. And to add in late December, we know it's the weather's going to be probably ice cold that game or snowing or something. So that just adds to that game, and it's going to be a big game for probably both teams going for the division or a playoff spot for sure. So that's week 17, and then and then we finish off week 18 at home against Miami. It's either going to be Saturday or Sunday, depending on, you know, matchups and is it for the division? Is it for a playoff spot? All that. So we might get another primetime game out of that, right? They might flex if it's for the division or for a playoff spot, they might flex it right back to a primetime game. So
yeah, it depends on what we did all season because, yeah, the way they've positioned these games, yeah, it might be that we end up having one of those games against someone that we're fighting for the division win. So it's an interesting thing, premise. I love the matchup late, man. You know, you know we don't like you, and we're about to put you away and send you fishing. So
there you go.
Let's see how it goes.
Yeah, hopefully that game is for something or we clinched something already.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah. That would be a nice change for the better for us. But I'll be honest, thank God I don't have my season tickets anymore, but that would have been, if they do flex that to a primetime game, that would be five night games.
Oof.
And I know as a former season ticket holder, those night games are rough.
They're hell for Jets fans. Yeah, we know.
So hopefully at least it's on a Saturday, so it won't be so bad. Excuse me. But, I mean, I like the schedule. It's tough. It's not an easy schedule, but there are winnable games. Like, what do you – how many wins you're – like, give me a rough guess. I'm guessing at least 10, 11 wins, I see. What do you
think? Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you there. And, you know, most seasons, me and you are not on the same page when it comes to wins. I think this season, I think 11 wins is where we at. I think 11 wins is where we should be. That's my max. The floor for this team is nine, in my opinion. If they do any worse than nine, I would be incredibly disappointed, in my opinion. I think it would have to take something incredibly unfortunate to happen. Knock on wood. For the team not to be around that level of performance, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's, listen, we got all the hype, we got everything. Now it's time to do it, right? September 9th is our first game. I think it could be a special year, and unfortunately, outside of health, it falls on one person's shoulder, right? I hate to say
yes.
It.
Yes,
We both say it. It's definitely on Aaron Rodgers' shoulders.
Oh, yeah, it is. I actually don't hate to say it. You know what? If if he's a proven NFL talent, and this is the position, in my opinion, he would like nothing more but to be in, where he's the captain of his own ship. You know, so with all that, you know, all that experience and talent, able to kind of forge a union between all his teammates and really get this offense humming, and this coaching staff gets behind him, and we don't suffer any incredibly heinous off injuries and at the most important positions on this team, I think that we could definitely get to the number of wins that I'm thinking, 11, 12 wins, something like that. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
Absolutely. Listen, if everything goes right with health with the team, because we know, unfortunately, with injuries, that happens, and some bad things happen when especially our offensive line gets hurt. But I think we're better prepared for the injuries this year, especially
yes.
The offensive line. Quarterback, we have a really good backup quarterback. We don't want him playing a lot of games either, but he's a very good quarterback who could step in, obviously, and for a few weeks and win some games for us. So I like the look of it. It's a tough schedule, but you know what? Nobody has a cakewalk in the NFL anymore. There's no more.
No, sir.
There's no more easy games. You know, even the bad teams, whether it's, you mentioned, like Arizona and New England, they're still going to be, it's not going to be a blowout. It's not going to be we're definitely going to win this. We should win those games, but it's the NFL, and we've seen it in the NFL, right? Any given Sunday, any team could beat another team. So I don't look at it and take it anything for granted. So, but anyway, that's the schedule. Thanks for hanging in. Thanks for listening to my ugly voice this week. It'll be better for
okay,
week.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll be, don't worry, guys. He'll be back healthy, and we could have some healthy debate next week. We're going to dig into a little bit deeper into the implementation of the new players and the draft and all the new Jets news and NFL news next week. Thank you, as usual, for listening to us or hanging with us.
Yep. And thank you always too for sharing and liking everything that we got when we post it or whatever. Anyway, thank you. And we will talk to you guys next week.
Take it easy, guys.